titled it. And some of you will notice that I've used this scripture before because this scripture fascinates me, because it's something that Mary did. And Mary, as you know, was kind of really involved with the birth of Jesus. And so she still pondered. Prior to last week, we had a Thanksgiving service. And people, a lot of people shared what they were thankful about. And in that, as people shared their stuff on practical, which to me is spiritual, because they're blessings from God, but also there's a lot of thanksgiving about what God has done for people and so forth over this past year. Now, we're coming to the time of the year that there's something really to be thankful for, and that's the birth of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Because without his coming, and the other one we celebrate in the spring, his death and resurrection, people would be in deep doo-doo. His birth is monumental. And even those that go to great extent to not acknowledge him for what he has done, it will acknowledge historically there was a guy named Jesus. I told the story before of the guy that helped build, one of the people was involved with the building of the Ark down in Kentucky, the replica of the Ark, that he went to an atheist conference. And at that atheist conference, he kept interviewing and talking to the atheists who were there and asking them if he could prove beyond a shadow of doubt that they know that God existed, would they acknowledge it and serve him? And every one of them said no, because they have their own agenda. But they knew that there was a Jesus. They just weren't willing to accept him as their Savior. They weren't willing to honor him as a child, as a son of God. And that's where those who follow him are radically different. The truth of the matter is there's nothing more, no other event that we can be thankful for like we can be thankful for the birth of Jesus. We have the opportunity in this country, because of the First Amendment and the Constitution and different things, that we are free to worship him publicly, in buildings like this, and wherever. And for that, we can also be thankful. But we can be thankful because we can remember him. See, the birth of Jesus was just the beginning of an amazing plan that God laid out. I mean, God was not surprised when Eve and Adam ate the fruit. He didn't turn to Jesus and Holy Spirit and go, oh no, what are we going to do now? He knew, because he lives outside of time. He's not surprised by anything. And plan A was already in place. You know, I look at it like there's this meeting of the three in heaven and they're talking and going, what do we, you know, and I imagine the father looking at the son and the son going, yes, Dad, I'll do that. I'll go to the cross. I'll be born. As it talks about in Philippians 2, the kenosis of Christ, I will humble myself even to the point of becoming like a man, like a human. And he was born. Now, was he born on December 25th? I don't break anybody's bubble, but probably not. Not with shepherds in the field and so forth. It was probably at a different time of the year. And there's discussion whether it's in the fall or the spring. I kind of lean towards the fall. But the birth of Christ was the beginning of God's amazing plan, where there was a transition from death unto life. Because it says in Isaiah, you know, all righteousness was as filthy rags. And folks, I just want to say this very clearly. The birth of Christ is not something we should take for granted. It's not something that we should just go, oh, isn't this cool, and then forget about it come December 26th. But it's something that we should spend time pondering it. And I think we should ponder it 24/7, day by day, because of what he did. That we should meditate upon what happened. And I think it's also something that we can give thanks for every day. Because where we were once facing death, if you're in Christ, you now face eternal life. See, we should give continual and careful consideration to all the possible implications of the birth of Jesus. To meditate upon it. To ask the Lord, whose voice we can hear, to share things with us, to search out the scriptures, to look at it, to think seriously about it, to think deeply about it. That it's not just, we're going to call, well, yeah, this is December 25th, we're going to celebrate the birth of Christ, and I'm done until next December 25th. Even having discussions about it. Pondering Jesus' birth, even as Mary did. And this is where I know I've shared this before. But Mary was involved. She was the 14, 15, 16, as Terry was saying, year old, that became pregnant by God, the virgin birth. Can you imagine how she felt? I don't think she went, oh, yeah, I dig it. I got it. I understand it. I think she was bewildered. Because the scripture says in Luke 2:19, I'm going to read it from several versions here because it gives greater insight. But reading from the ESV, but Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. In the New Living Translation, it's, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. And she's the mother. She's the one that's pregnant. She's the one that made the journey on the donkey, or as a friend of mine used to say, on the donkey. And his logic was, well, how do you say M-O-N-K-E-Y? Monkey, right? Don't you say it monkey? So D-O-N-K-E-Y is donkey. I know it's perverted, but whatever. Out of the Christian Standard Bible, Luke 2:19. But Mary was treasuring. She was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them. And out of the Common English Bible, it says, Mary committed these things to memory and considered them carefully. You get the picture? This is significant. And Mary doesn't understand what's happening, yet she was the mother of Jesus. So I don't understand everything. I'm growing. In my 47 years of walking with the Lord, I'm growing in my understanding. But I need to keep meditating on it so that I continue to grow in the understanding. We don't want to go through this Christmas season and not ponder, not meditate, not treasure, not think on the birth of Christ. Nor do we want to go through the months of January, February, March, all the way through to the following December and just forget about it. We want to go into the year 2021, which everybody is praying and hoping will be different than the year 2020. And then treasure this amazing event, meditating upon it daily. We can't go through life. This is significant. This is impactful. It impacts everything that we do. I found myself a little bit jealous yesterday as I was thinking about this verse. A good friend of mine that I've known since 1974 passed away on Friday morning. A lady who is very precious and was precious to my wife and I, that we went on vacation with a number of times, that we hung out with. That the first time I ever prayed for anybody and they got healed was her husband. It was just horrible. And yet I found myself jealous. In fact, I think I even leaned over to you, didn't I, Chris, and say, I'm jealous? Because she's with the Lord. She knows so much more right now than I do. Okay? And all I can do is read the stories and meditate upon them, just like that's all you can do. See, Mary did not stop meditating. She did not stop pondering. She did not stop treasuring. Yeah, and I can only imagine as she was holding this little baby and she's going, what have I gotten into? What is this all about? This doesn't happen every day. There were dreams. Joseph had dreams. I had dreams. There were visitation of angels. We had to leave and go away and spend the night in a barn. And then these stinky sheep, as these kids just explained, stinky shepherds, as these kids just explained, came. And then these wise men show up with frankincense, myrrh. What's the other one? Gold. Can you imagine what's going through her mind? I know what goes through my mind as I read that. I mean, some star for 2 years. Those people were crazy. I mean, would you follow a star for 2 years? I mean, these were kings. What about their kingdoms? Well, I left a second, the vice king in charge. Yeah. It's crazy. So I know Mary didn't stop. Let me read this, if the worship team wants to come back. You got another song? Hey, why don't you do another song? Were you going to do the Mary one? Yeah. Could you? Mm-hmm. Good. I like that song. And if you wanted to do a second song, that's fine too. Okay. But I want to read, this is from the Lexham English Bible. A little sidebar here. I really would encourage you, when you read and you study, to read from at least three different versions. And they're all out there on the internet. They're free everywhere. But this is the Lexham English Bible. But Mary treasured up all these words, pondering them in her heart. See, we are in the days of pondering. I mean, have you been thinking about this whole COVID thing and what's going on and why? And I'm not talking about, well, I'm going to side with this politician or that politician, but I'm just talking about, why is it happening? Are we that vulnerable? What's going on? Is there a God to protect us? Just all kinds of things that we could be doing. But these are days of pondering. And in those days, Mary did. She pondered, she treasured, and she was totally involved. And just, it blows my mind. I would think that Mary totally understood everything. I mean, she had visitations by an angel. She had dreams. She had all this stuff. So because of that, I say to us that we need to give careful consideration to all the implications of the birth of Jesus during this season. And part of that is to look at what your relationship is with the Lord. Now, I'm just going to talk to me. I haven't arrived. Oh, but you're a pastor. Yeah, I wonder about that myself. But I haven't arrived. And nobody here has arrived. So we always have to, part of the start of the pondering is, what do we do with this Jesus person? What do we do with him? What do we think about all this stuff? It's worth thinking about, because Christmas isn't really just about giving presents. And I'm not opposed to that. We do that. We have a Christmas tree. It just appeared. Maybe an angel put it up. No, I know Sarah probably was involved. She's an angel. That's what Terry tells me all the time. So ponder it. Treasure it. Think about it. Amen? Let's stand up and worship the Lord with some more Christmas carols.